All right, hello, 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 hello. This fireside is not brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. It is brought to you by HelloFresh. More on that later.
I'll say 1 out of 10, Asher. It should have been Kirkland brand.
Costco actually doesn't do any sponsorship, so it really wouldn't have made sense in the context of, cheesy YouTube ad reads. So I would say it was more like a 8 out of 10.
5 out of 10 on your justification.
That tidbit is brought to you by Raid Shadows Legend.
All right, hello friends. I am going to quickly do a fireside and then throw to Mr. Ranger Gamma to answer your questions and particulars and tell us what's going on this week, because my team is losing and my mood is dictated by a bunch of young men playing a stupid sport. So we'll keep going. So week three, and things are going really well, really well. We have been moving an immense amount, and then putting up new infrastructure. You guys have probably seen it. Corps have started anchoring their own structures. So if you are involved in your corp, you may have seen have new places, new homes, that kind of thing. There's a lot going on. We're extremely happy with the pace of development. Rome was definitely not built in a day, but we are. And my team's really moving the ball. I'm so distracted here. We are they're building out exactly the way that we hoped. I will say thank you to our enemies who have decided not to fight us on the move, not to stop us on developing. That is certainly a choice that they made. We had planned, obviously, contingency plans for full deployments for all that kind of stuff. We were ready for that, but we didn't have to use them. And that speaks about them and their motivation, I guess, more than anything else. We've been getting some excellent fights. Shout out to obviously to Arcadios, who loves to go out and get in some brawls, and he's been getting in some lately. And then we've had several inveterates, so there's been some good fights going on. We're looking to increase that as time goes on. Right now, though, we are still focused more on getting set up. We are far from getting done. There's a list of upgrades that have been done that I'm going to let Ranger talk about, and it's very impressive, but we are not finished yet. There are still many more upgrades to go. So if you guys are like, "Hey, when are we going to go to war?" First off, future plans. Second off, it would definitely not be this week anyway. We have several more weeks to get, Rome built. You can see the pace of what's going up. You see the infrastructure that's going up. There's a lot of upgrades that you probably can't see. And I think the thing people are most excited about, probably as far as like getting going and visible stuff, is Beehive going up this week. That's pretty much all I want to talk about. I just wanted to commend our guys. Wanted to say thank you to the GSOL dudes. Thank you to we've had recon running Sinos. Especially this week is a week to say thanks to GSOL. Thanks to Kunmi, who is a shitty GSOL, and I wanted to commend them because they've been doing a great job and putting up a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. So give your GSOL a hug. And then Ranger, I think I'm going to throw it to you. Let you get the particulars and answer some questions, all right?
All right, you can go watch your team with the hand egg ball there, man. We got
Yeah,
it.
thank you, sir.
Have fun losing.
Oh,
Wow,
wow.
that was cold. Damn.
Apple, all right. Fired. See ya.
Can't be fired. That's what we all need to do. All right. Note that for the directors. Anytime you want to get fired, just tell Asher this team sucks. They'll do it. Okay, so a couple of quick things. And then we'll get to the move up that Apple just pinged. Zintage has put in some doctrine updates. So Eni's upgraded to strategic, Retri's downgraded to peacetime. Stormbringer fleet's gonna be retired. Electric heat guns are retired. Sif Marshall Pod Saver will fit update. So if you've got a Wolf in your Sif Marshall or anything like that, so make sure you get that. And then Goof Logi added to Sif Fleet Threads merge. Jesus, Zintage, why did I just fucking read that? Bonus points for new subforms for peacetime, sig fits, capitals, all those kind of pieces. Probably should have actually read that before I just read it to you verbatim because, Zintage and typing, but that's okay.
One of the advantages is that you can now see all the cap fits before you get into the capital in the cap form, so that makes your life a lot easier.
So you can set up training plans and everything like that if you want. Next really quick one from Ankh University has got the newbie handouts are in UALX. They're operational now. So if you are a newbie, you got newbies joining your corp, they need the PvP and handout packs. Those are available in UALX. The PvE ones are coming soon. They're not quite ready yet. I should link that thread. Pharos already did it. Pharos, I see your name there. Okay, next one, big update from Styx. We are updating, I shouldn't say we, Styx and the fitting guys have updated the Citadel fits, so let me get that. All new Citadel fits for you when you're putting up your new Citadels. Make sure you actually are looking at those. The old fits were... I believe Stigson's Indige's version of it was dog shit, is what they said. So these are brand new, fancy fits for you all. We are going to be doing, we're obviously doing the move up today. Apple just pinged that is going to happen. We are going to do an Ermelin move up in the future. So TBD, it is coming. We haven't forgotten about your stuff in Ermelin. It is coming with that. And I have an upgrade list from Styx. Let me put that. Oh, okay, that was a terrible format. Just a sec. There we go. Okay. Yeah, Darth, if you expected me to do anything correctly, where the hell have you been, man? Anyways, there's the list. And as Brodog pointed out, that list right there, only 50% of our space is fully upgraded. So that list is going to be getting bigger. Okay, Director, did I forget anything before we turn over to Apple for move ops? Claudia, shut up, you.
Yeah, for people asking, every area of our space will be getting upgraded. It's just we're working our way through it. The big push this week was for Impasse. Impasse has all of its upgrades save, what, like one or two mining sites?
Yeah, it's like one big mining, two small minings, and a couple of rattings, guys. Other than that, Impasse is fully done. And Snappy, you're working on a forum post, right?
I am. Yeah. Apple, do you want to go ahead and ping your fleet and people can start getting in while we answer some questions real quick?
I can't the fleet already.
Oh, cool.
And we have 165 people, so we can use an, like a 90 puppy.
That's rookie numbers. We need to pump that shit up. Let's see. People are doing a bit of spamming. So, yeah. So Impasse, we're going to be posting maps instead of updating the spreadsheet. That's what I've been working on during Ilum and during the Fireside, so I've got a nice big like 4K map that you'll be able to open. It's going to be a web-based thing eventually. I'll end up having to explain it in the forum post, but I'll tease you guys with the link now. As far as I saw somebody asking about like keeps and Impasse, there's a keep in YJK, that's going to be the main one. Where you should put your supers. I saw a couple other things about upgrades. Let me look real quick. When can Skyhooks be expected? So we're doing it as we upgrade things. Once we're relatively done, we'll let people know, and then we can start filling in POCOs. So as soon as we get the regional move op done, which is what Apple's fleet is forming to cover, is when Beehive goes up. So... the more people that get in that fleet, the quicker we get it done, the quicker we get to spinning up Beehive. So make sure to join that fleet. And so we're going to work on it. We'll get a bunch more info out about upgrades. We've been focused on actually upgrading things this week. But yes, we'll get some info out there.
I did see a question about the jump bridge map. It is slowly coming online. We have a handful of jump bridges that we're waiting on, like essentially time for the strategic index. But we're doing the ones that we can in like a priority order for like strategic jump bridges first.
We'll get the wiki updated with a current list later today. Somebody asking about minor threats. There are a ton of minor threat upgrades in the BTAC-R constellation of Amensi.
So while you're looking at dead Titan Rex, you can be farming your 6 of 10s. There's also going to be a lot in catch. There is a... that's another big talking point. We have two constellations in catch for Sancha Ratting opened up, ready to go. We will get that posted and let so you guys can get out there and start farming Sancha as well.
So PI factory systems are coming. The Dynax has been working on that with finance to get that list. So we do have a post with that that will be coming. Part of Stain open. No, stay out of Stain. Don't go into Stain. Very, very simple, guys. Don't go into Stain.
Don't go to Stain. The man is right. I'll answer the question. Someone asked about Mercenary Death. When the expansion drops on Tuesday, 3 days away, if you want to train the skill, you may anchor Mercenary Dens in Impasse. It's the same region Beehive is covering. We only want you to put them in Impasse for now while we test things out. See how it goes. We will evaluate things on a day-to-day basis at that point. Maybe Impasse's temperate planets fill up immediately. There are very likely to be many additional rules, changes. The Whelp gods only know what we will do. But for the time being, you're welcome to put Merc Dens on our own planets in Impasse, and then we will see how things go. The Alliance reserves the right to change that. We reserve the right to blow them up if you screw up somehow. And on and on and on. This is not just a free-for-all. We're just opening Impasse for the time being. So beyond that, watch for a forum post or watch broadcasts if you're interested in the Revenant content. Everyone is capable of training the skill that lets you drop Mercenary Dens, but we certainly do not have enough temperate planets for all several 10,000 of you in the Alliance. And so keep in mind that if you're training that skill, most likely you will have to spend your Merc Dens on temperate planets outside of our space over time. Just keep that in mind before you inject.
So what he's suggesting is drop them in all of enemy space, especially Pandemic Horde and NC.
Yep, we'll talk more about this almost certainly this coming weekend at the Fireside after they've been out for a few days, after we've experimented some. This will be on the list for many weeks upcoming. But for the time being, you're welcome to put them on our temperate planets in Impasse, pending other changes.
Since everybody's quiet, this is a perfect time for everybody who's not in fleet yet. I have like 10 spots left to join the fleet now, and we're going to Optree and we start moving our subcaps so we can move, etc. We're not going to do a long move for hours, etc. So if you want to move something from 49 to Fort Echo 7, get logged in now and get done early, because I'm not going to stay there for very long because Beehive wants to do Beehive things. So everybody get ready, come to Optree, and we're going to get that done.
Guys, let's do that. We are trying to keep this short so that you all can be the filthy crabs that we all know you are, but after the move up. So join Optree. Let's cover the gate. We'll get some stuff moved, and then Beehive will go active after the move up is over. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. Let's go move some stuff, and then you guys can be the filthy crabs we all know that you are. Cheerio, guys. Have a good day.